Metzger says she's hopeful that the governor will soon sign the bill to regulate CBD, a chemical extracted from the hemp plant. It contains only trace amounts of THC, the substance in cannabis that gets people high. Metzger told me right now it's the Wild West when it comes to buying the product.
I think people are confused about CBD. You see it everywhere, CBD products, the gas station, at the health food store. What exactly are in these products?
So that's a very good question, because right now there is zero regulation of these products. So, and they are absolutely everywhere, as you point out. So you can go, you know, and buy a drink or buy something that says it has CBD. You have no idea if it has CBD in it, what else it may have in it. And certainly not the quantity or anything about the CBD itself. So we have to have, to protect consumers, we have to have regulations in place that, with labeling standards and making sure all the testing is done and that people can have confidence in the products they're buying.
The bill would require the testing of CBD products that are sold and establish labeling to certify that the product actually contains the substance and not some other additive. It would also set up guidelines for the state's farmers to grow it and share in the profits that come from the increasingly popular product. Currently, though, it's in a legal gray area. It's not a federal crime to sell it, and some believe that the 2018 U.S. Farm Bill essentially legalized the product because it permitted the sale of hemp that does not contain the psychoactive THC component. A mysterious illness related to THC and vaping has sickened thousands across the country and killed dozens. Metzger says CBD is usually not consumed by vaping, but she is concerned that without any standard, someone might get sick someday from using a product that claims to contain CBD but might actually be something else.
I think you should worry. There's no quality standards here.
CBD is said to relieve stress, anxiety, and insomnia, and could also help ease muscle aches and other ailments. It is approved by the FDA for treating a rare severe seizure disorder in children. Metzger says there needs to be more study of the substance and its potential effects, good and bad. The senator, along with Assemblywoman Donna Lupardo, who both chair the agricultural committees in their respective houses, introduced the measure late in the 2019 legislative session, when it became clear that a more comprehensive bill that would also legalize the adult recreational use of cannabis was not going to win approval. Governor Cuomo's currently working with three other neighboring states to craft a comprehensive bill on cannabis use and vaping that could be ready to vote on in 2020. But Metzger says it still makes sense to regulate CBD before this year ends.
There's no need to wait for a broader cannabis bill.
The governor's office says that Cuomo is still reviewing the bill. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.